The Gospels, Day 8, The Beans, or The Background. I won't often do this, but if you haven't already read yesterday's post, I encourage you to. These two stories are one. The social system of this day and time prevented any Jewish person from associating with any Samaritan. The Samaritans were originally of Jewish descent, but had married people of other religions, so the two no longer saw eye to eye. The fact that Jesus didn't take the typical route that Jews took, going way out of their way to get around Samaria, was unheard of. The verse, John chapter 4, verses 4, 9, and 19 through 26. Now he had to go through Samaria. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, am he." The fill. What's the point? We are, and clearly have been for centuries, excellent at dividing ourselves. We are right and outsiders are wrong. Our way is perfect and they are fools. The church itself creates divides and quite often does so based off of arguments over man-created rules. However, following Jesus is honestly the opposite of that and is in fact quite simple. Having a deep and meaningful relationship with God was intended to be easy. We humans just continue to complicate it. This woman reminds Jesus, "You Jews only worship over there, and we Samaritans worship over here. We're just waiting on this Messiah to come and settle the matter for us." Here is where I love to picture Jesus smiling and saying, "Oh, sweetheart, that's exactly right. And here I am. I'm here loving you. I don't care about those stupid boundaries that you men have created. I want to set you all free. I want to end this silly idea that some people are better or more deserving than others. Take what I am offering. It is so simple. Accept my love and offer it to others. That's it." The steam. What does all of this mean to me and how can I apply it to my life today? Social divisions, political divides, even church arguments are unfortunately not going anywhere. But to love Jesus and have a relationship with him is quite simple. The past 2 days, we've watched Jesus spell out very clearly how to have a relationship with him as he talks with the Samaritan woman. Because of his unending love for you, he desperately wants you to do 3 things. Seek him. Learn about him. Learn about and accept his forgiveness so that you can, 2, forgive yourself. And learn to actually love yourself so that you can, 3, extend that love to others. This is where my heart is yearning to seriously just sit down with you one-on-one and chat. I wish I could see the fire burning in your heart as I type these words. I want to help you go through that past that makes you go to the well in the heat of the day. I want to help you uncover what it is that keeps you from seeing the masterpiece that God created you to be and walk hand in hand as he reveals himself to you. I encourage you to reach out to me. If you haven't already, friend me on the app and then send me a direct message and we'll get started.